This is North Shore Today for Monday, September 25, 2017. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News, when the Salem City Council gets the agenda for Thursday's meeting on Tuesday, it will usher in long-awaited deliberations over regulation of recreational marijuana sales in the city. The filing of the agenda Tuesday afternoon is when the proposed pot ordinances will become public. On Thursday, councilors will get their first chance to sit down with the proposal that would allow and control the opening of recreational marijuana businesses sometime next year, although it's expected the ordinances will be shipped to one or more city council subcommittees for more intense scrutiny and discussion. Tom Daniels, Salem's city planning director, is quoted as saying, conceptually, without going into detail, we'll be looking at something similar to a package store. There would be certain business zones where a retail marijuana establishment could be permitted. The rules don't create a new pot-friendly zone for the city, he said. Rather, they set regulations for four types of marijuana-related facilities and then update zoning to allow those uses in existing zoning districts. More on this story written by Dustin Luca in today's Salem News. We now have some details on a story that we've been reporting on all weekend. The body of a woman found in a Revere home is that of a Lynn teacher. Bill Newell reports.
Rick, authorities are investigating a homicide after the body of Vanessa McCormick, a 30-year-old Lynn schoolteacher, was found inside her Grandview Avenue home in Revere late Saturday afternoon. Gayla Colley writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn, McCormick was a second-grade teacher at the Connery Elementary School in Lynn. She was a graduate of St. Mary's High School, where she played varsity softball for 4 years, according to her sister, Angela Mascucci, 28, a teacher at the Washington STEM, Science and Technology, Engineering and Math Elementary School. Vanessa was married for 2 years to Andrew McCormick, and the couple had a 1-year-old daughter. But family members requested that the baby's name not be shared out of fear for a potential killer still at large. The baby was not home on Saturday and is now with family members, Mascucci said. She added that her sister's proudest title was that of mother. Words could never describe my sister, Mascucci said. My sister was the world's best mother. She did everything for her daughter and had many plans for her. She never missed an opportunity to bring her places to show off her beautiful baby. A preliminary examination of McCormick's body at the scene revealed signs of trauma, and the facts and circumstances do not immediately suggest a random incident, according to Jake Wark, a spokesman for the Suffolk County District Attorney's Office. The Office of the Medical Examiner will determine the cause and the manner of death, but the death was called suspicious by authorities and is being investigated by the homicide unit, according to the DA's office. Mascucci said her sister attended Bridgewater State University for her undergraduate degrees and Salem State University for her master's degree. She graduated from both schools with high honors. She said her family would tease McCormick about how she was obsessed with being on schedule, being on time, having her checklist, and being organized. There's much more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell.
All right, Bill, thank you, sir. Ariana McNeil writes in today's Salem News, the town of Hamilton is moving forward with a couple of projects that will boost the town's affordable housing stock, though exactly where one of them will be is not certain. The Affordable Housing Trust agreed to allocate $300,000 to a project to build 20 apartments for elderly in need on the site of the former Max Shoe Repair on Willow Street. Harborlight Community Partners, a Beverly nonprofit that creates affordable housing, submitted the only proposal to redevelop the property several months ago. The Hamilton Development Corporation has not yet awarded a bid for that project. More on this story written by Ariana McNeil in today's Salem News. Thomas Grillo is reporting on itemlive.com, if Massachusetts abandons spring forward and fall back in favor of keeping what is now daylight savings time all year, State Representative Daniel Cahill will share in the decision. The Lynn Democrat was chosen by House Speaker Robert DeLeo to serve on an 11-member commission to explore the economic and health impacts of moving an hour ahead and never again changing the clock for daylight saving time. Cahill is quoted as saying, I've never given much thought into how daylight savings and the one-hour switch came into effect, but the world has completely changed since it was adopted in World War I, and maybe we should reconsider it. Twice a year, Bay State residents are told to change their clocks ahead or back an hour. One of 17 states in the Eastern time zone, Massachusetts follows Eastern Daylight Time, but its wisdom is being questioned. Lawmakers agree to explore switching time zones from Eastern Standard Time to Atlantic Standard Time, an hour ahead of the rest of the East Coast. Leo said he chose Cahill for the panel because he's a hard worker and was not concerned that he is a freshman legislator. Much more in the story written by Thomas Grillo on itemlive.com. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.